begin the grand davin something the gil davin down begin the manav begin the test mouth begin with the gemara loyd voinu begacharoshim that these are makavas chaimes b'shubinu. Now picture the bchan asked the following question: Am I yisakle to be sure lashmin? Why did Bishu have to tell us the oinoi that one of these places is makavas chaimes Yeshua is surrounded with a wall from this Yeshua? But Mishnah Shlemi perik vaste erichin. It's explicit Mishnah in the last perik erichin. Never lamed vezim manav. The Tana already says this. Because something you could say is, you're right, Dagab the Itzach Lashmin and Lloyd Vigia Charashim, it's only because we had to say the other two places, Lloyd Vigia Charashim, so Tonaname Oina Badai, which they go together, and but you're right, there was no specific need to mention Oina. Kinnik says not to begin with the Gemara, or El Pal Benon. But El Pal built it. And Tosh can explain why didn't the Gemara ask the same question? Which mentioned over there, Oina is also. As the cities were from Yeshua. So why don't I ask from this pasuk about Paul that we see that it was later on? For some, what you could say is the Hasam Litnan El Oinai. There, they're only teaching, as we said, regarding Oinai. And Vahayadea, the Matzah Lishnoi Tri Oinai Hava. And they knew that we could answer the two places called Oinai. Abul Hachad, Abul Gimel Bahir, where we're mentioning three places. B'shashm L'shayach L'mem Shem Kipos, you can't say there are really three places. There's two of these same three places. And therefore, we weren't going to answer and say, oh, that these three places, which we said only because of the other two, to say that, oh, there was two of the same, because for one place it makes sense, not for three, and therefore we asked the question over here. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Noshim Chayibis Mimikah Megillah. Women are obligated in the reading of the Megillah. So that says, Mekamash, from the wording here, it sounds like, Shanoshim Maitziah is Hachemi Dechabasin, that a woman can fulfill the obligations of others for their obligation with their Kriyas and Megillah. Because in the light comment, doesn't say, the Shemoy Mimikah Megillah, women are obligated to hear the reading of Megillah. It sounds like that they have the obligation to read. The Gemara tells Hakol Ksherim Likras Megillah. Everyone's valid to read Megillah. Masik and the Gemara concludes Hakol Ksherim Lasui Mai. When the Mishnah says everyone's valid, what's the coming to include? Pshan the Gemara answers Lasui Nashim coming to include women. Mashma sounds like Vayisav Al Nashim even to exempt the obligation of men. But because it's difficult, so it says, because the Bitsef to Tun Mehedjan, the Sef to explicitly learn that the Tumtum im Mitzi Lais Minavlaisha in Mine, a Tumtum, who is no, that's not clear any sign of gender, he cannot fulfill his obligation of his own species or not his own species, because again, the Tumtum might be one or the other, so we don't know which one it is. Van Dragonis, Mitzi Es Mine, the im Mitzi Lais Mine. Now, an Dragonis, who we know what he is, but it has both signs of gender. Oh, he could fulfill his obligation of the same species because all the dragons are the same, in contrast to we don't know which one it is, but he cannot fulfill that which is not his species. And because, again, androgynous might be qualified as a woman. Now, so it's a pshita like for Isha androgynous, that's obvious, and Isha, a woman's not better than androgynous because the whole soul of androgynous is because he might be like a woman. And b'chein paska ha'hag, so too, actually, the Baal HaLochas G'dos rules, the Isha mitzi amina, that a woman could fulfill the obligation of only her own species of another woman, but not that of men. But we said it sounds like that from Erichin that women could fulfill even men's obligation. So it says what you could say is no, the Sugar Daidach you would entertain to say the loyal Kriyas that their recital wouldn't help Afaloitse Hanashim to fulfill women's obligation. Kamashmal and the Chayyab, and this way we say that they're all obligated, is that Kol Chayyab Mishmi, that all are obligated to listen, about the Nashim Gitanim, slaves, women, and minors, which reached the age of Chinuch. And now we learn out that women. Yes, can fulfill other women's obligation, but they cannot fulfill men's obligation. The next test master begins with the Gemara, Sha'afin Ha'ibayis Hanes. Oh, the women are obligated because they were also part of the miracle. Now, Pirush Rashbam, Rashbam explains, Sha'ikar Hanes Ha'yal Yodim, because actually the primary miracle of these holidays were through the women. Before him, we find out the Esther through Esther, Bechanaka, and Chanaka de Yehudis, the story with Ali Purnas, B'Pesach, Shabbos Tzidkani, Shabbos Adar, Nikolu, and by Pesach is because in the righteous of in the merit of righteous women, they were redeemed. So therefore, that's why women have these mitzvahs. So it says for Kashub, but it's difficult because the Lashon Sha'af Hain, the wording them also, Mashma sounds like Shein Tefillah, that they're secondary. Well, the Perusha, Hoy Eloi Mashahain, according to his interpretation, it shouldn't say that also them, it should have said that them. So the Kach Merli says, no, so therefore it appears to me Sha'af Hain, that yeah, them also, they were besafik to Hashman Hari, they were also included in the doubt of being wiped out and being killed out, and therefore they're also part just like men, not more than that. They're afhein. They were also part of this. B'chem b'pesach. So by pesach, shem mishavot to the parim mitzvah. They were also enslaved to the parim mitzvah. B'chem b'chanukah, gzeir ha'isamayit al ein. Definitely, the decree was very much on the women too. Now, b'gabe matzah yesh ma'akshu. But the difficulty would be on the mitzvah of matzah. Lomel hekesha. Why does the gemara elsewhere in pesachim have to tell us there's a hekesh? The chol sheyesh mibal teichel chametz. Although mitzvah matzah is mitzvah yesh as mangurama, but since the negative prohibition of not to eat chametz in the same pasuk as eating matzah, so we say whoever which women have every license to say, since they cannot eat chumas, yes, they become matzah, so they're in the positive ground of eating matzah. Why? What do you mean? Of course they're mechuyev matzah, because they're also part of the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that itself should obligate them. So it says, you could say, is the mishum high time of the mechayev el midrabban. No, from that reason, it would only be rabbinically, because it's a smar of the rabban and the afin of the Acacia. It's not for Hekesh, which actually makes them biblically obligated. But Rabbi Yosef Ishur Shlaim Tirat, he gives an answer that no, because the Sugya that he would have thought to say that Afheim wouldn't be enough. Because I would tell you, Lemifter de Megzer Shavah, the test of the Chag HaSukkos. I would tell you the Gzer Shavah of comparing the 15th of Nisan to the 15th of Tishrei, comparing Pesach to Sukkos, that Kedah Perash and Perakela Ebrin and Pesach and the Memgim and Bezer Maskal Sokka, and therefore just like women are exempt from Sukkos, I would have thought to say the Gzer Shavah is telling you that they're exempt from Matzah, therefore you need to have the Hekesh comparing not eating chametz to eating matzah. Then next Taisus begins the Rimaschal Psak. Taisus begins with the words a ruling. The Omer and you say Alanisim Mitfilah Baidol. You say the prayer of Alanisim on the miracles and on Purim in davening and by Haida by that of Maid. Now Taisus says V'yesh She'ein Omerim Kashem. Now those who don't say by the Alanisim prayer Kashem, that just like you did for them, so too that you should do for us. Some don't say those words, which there was such a nusach or kashem shasisla. Some don't have that nusach. Why? Because the sages say, "Brachad avlamid al medav lo ilum lo yishal adn tzrach." A person not asked for his needs. Lo begimul rishain, so begimul brachas achrein. Not the first three brachas, and not the last three brachas. And here, if you say kashem, you're making a request, and this is the last three brachas, because in the brachah of maidim. Says Tais Vashtosu, but that's foolishness. Shade high timer, that reasoning, Lohava illa Maspab Lashon Yachad, it's only someone who's praying in the singular terminology for himself. Mashallah, Tzibur Shari, but for the Tzibur is permitted because that's actually the whole primary bracha of Ritzay and Simshalm are all bakashas. So even though it's supposed to be Haidah, but that is part of it because for the Tzibur. But never Shayin Lamar Mitamach, but says Tais, it would appear that, yes, not to say the Kashem for a different reason. Anything that's for the future, they enter with the terminology of the future. Whatever's thanking, which is in the past, is in the phraseology of the past. That's why they said al nisim, because something in the past, therefore it would say, it makes us not sick of shame, because that's for the future, and the whole thing is haidah, which is in the past. Then Tosfos continues regarding some other elements of the tefillas. Now, so on the night of Purim, the night of the 14th, after davening Ma'ariv, Omer Kaddish Shalom, say a full Kaddish, and Ba'ach Kach Kodesh Megillah, and then, in Kaddish the Chatzah Kaddish, and then Kodesh Megillah, you recite the Megillah, Umavarach Lefenei Gavon Brachas, you make three brachas beforehand, Acharei Bracha Achas, and afterwards you make one bracha, which Ad Hakel Mashiach, until the God of Salvation, Hishlam, they finish, Omer Lefenei Ateva, then the Chazan goes back to down with Amid, V'Omer V'Ata Kaddish, he says V'Ata Kaddish, but V'Eim Eskil V'Volat Tzin, you don't start off with the words of V'Volat Tzin, L'Fisha Ingu L'Balad, because there's no redemption at night. Now, the Matzah Shabbos, so if it's Matzah Shabbos, Yom V'Hinoim Kaim, you first say V'Hinoim, like on every Matzah Shabbos. Now, K'Reitza Likreis, when you want to read the Megillah, Paisha Deskula Kaim Kigias, first you spread out, you roll out the whole Megillah first, like a letter, which is layers and layers. But you don't just continue rolling and reading like you do by a Sefer Torah. Because it has to be like a Negedis, like the Megillah calls the Megillah a Negedis. Ubishachar, now in the morning, you say Alanisim in Moedim. And like we said, you don't say Geshem. Because the whole blessing is only for the past. You shouldn't say something that's regarding the future. Then you say Kaddish, then Adamirim Ba'omo, then Bu'ame. What they call the Chatzah Kaddish. They hold the Sefer Torah, because Shleisha Gabri, and you call up three aliyahs, Parshas V'Yabai Malik, from the Parshas V'Yabai Malik, which Haman's from Malik. Even though it only has nine, we usually do ten. They announce the Sefer Torah coming. Now you don't put the Sefer Torah back to its place. They sit and hold the Sefer Torah until they read Megillah. And they make a bracha on it, Kasha Asa Balayla, like they did at night, Kedepesh B'fnim, like we explained earlier. You make a bracha before it and after it. And then you say Ashrei and Volatzin. You don't say Lamatzecha. We mentioned the Beit Tzara because we mentioned Tzara, but Tzara Pum Lamaskin. You mentioned difficulties on Purim. Vechein in Nevel Malpaneim B'Yodal B'Tzvah. We also don't say Tachnun on the 14th and 15th of Adar. Shem Nosim Yimei Mishnah B'Simcha because they have their days, which is 2 days, the 14th and 13th, of rejoicing and festivities. Vaymer, and you say Tilmcha Beis Lamatzecha Liyos Hashacha, which refers to that of the story of Esther, and also it mentions the downfall of the idol worshippers. which is what happened on Purim. Pchim Lila Abbas, so too on the night of the 14th of Adar. Lema Pitmak Tiris, and this towards the end of davening, you say Pitmak Tiris, and B'chol HaSedik Me'b'chol, and the whole order like one does during the weekday. The next test master beginning with the Gemara, Purim Shechalis B'Shabbos. If Purim falls out to be on Shabbos, so he said you don't read the Megillah, and rather you have a Bal Darshan, Darshan Yonah Diyana. Now, says Tiris, Dafka B'Shabbos, specifically on Shabbos, there's a Chiv to ask and to expound on the topic of the day, the Fisha Inkarna Megillah, because you don't read the Megillah, like the Gemara is going to say later on, because of the Kriya Rabbah, because you might come to carry Rishon Rabbah. But to have a Dirash, if it's during the week, you don't have to. Shai Karna Megillah, because they're reading the Megillah. But today, there's more publication of the miracle when you read the Megillah than any Dirash. Next says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, Ma'iri Purim. Why mentioning Purim? What are you saying that you have to Darshan on Purim if it's on Shabbos? Every Yom to be having the same thing, which. It seems to me that this is what the Gemara means to ask. Why are you Purim? Why are you talking? Why are you picking specifically Purim? That you're going to tell me, oh, the Indra, where you didn't expound 30 days before Purim. Therefore, oh, when it falls on Shabbos, you'll make a drasha. What do you mean? I feel like Yom Tov did the Shin Shalashim Lepon, but it's not true. Even Yom Tov that you do dash on 30 days before. And if I feel like Yom Tov, you do make a drasha that day. Tanya, like, they go, right, we're on the Braisa, which you brought later on the Vlamavis, and I'll be Dabba Mishim, and Hashem Echolu. So don't tell me that there's any Chiddush over here in Purim more than that of every Yom Tov, because every Yom Tov you dash on Bebe Yom. The next says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Chayvon, Lucas, and Megillah, Belayla, Bashnais, Bebe Yom. Person has an obligation to read the Megillah at nighttime and to repeat it during the daytime. Now, Imid, the Reese says, the Afa Gavim, Brach, Zaman, Belayla, although you made already Shechayanu at nighttime, you go and you say it again during the daytime. Because the Ikka Pasuminisa have created the Imam, because the primary publication of the miracle is actually reading it during the daytime. And Kran Nami Mashmah, again, the Pasuk also sounds like this, because the Chesivit says in the Pasuk, Belayla Bloy Dumili, that at night time that it wasn't silent to me, Kalem, in other words, Avagav Shekhar Bayoim, that even though he read it by daytime, Chayb the Kreis of Belayla, that he has to read it at night time. So you see that the Ikka of Bimama, that the primary is during the daytime, keeping the Shiskira Kazav Tchil, because the Pasuk mentions first, and that also night time. So even though night time comes first, but you see that the primary is the day one. And we got Ikka Sud Bimama, so to the primary meal is during the daytime. Then look, come on, like the Gemara on the Zion of the base, the Mocha Balayla, if you eat the Sud's Parma at the night of Yudal, the Yitzhidei Chos, now fulfill the obligation. And Vachan Nem Mashma, so to sounds like that, Medak Sibin Iskarman Asma says that these days should be remembered and done, where the Iskish is Chir Lassi, and we compare the recalling, which is the Kriz of Megillah, to the doing. So my Ikka Sud Bimama, just like the primary doing, which is the Sud, is by daytime, Avashirikan, so to the remembering, which is the Kriz of Megillah, and therefore one would make the Bracha during the daytime like it did at night.